This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. In Haryana, voting is underway for the single-phase assembly elections on 90 seat constituencies. 9.53% voter turnout was recorded till 9 a.m. The polling, which began at 7 in the morning, will conclude at 6 in the evening. Over 2 crore 3 lakh voters will decide the fate of 1,031 candidates. A total of 20,632 polling stations have been set up across the state. Chief Electoral Officer of the state, Pankaj Agarwal, said adequate security arrangements have been made at all polling stations along with webcasting facility to ensure free, fair and smooth voting. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon people to cast their votes in record numbers and be a part of this festival of democracy. In a social media post, Mr. Modi extended best wishes to all the young voters in the state who are going to exercise their franchise for the first time. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a day-long visit to Maharashtra today. During his visit, the Prime Minister will launch various initiatives related to the agricultural and animal husbandry sector, worth around 23,300 crore rupees in Vashim. He will also inaugurate the Banjara Virasat Museum, celebrating the rich heritage of the Banjara community. Later, Mr. Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for various development projects worth over 32,800 crore rupees at Thane. India has become the fourth economy in the world to surpass $700 billion in foreign exchange reserves, joining China, Japan and Switzerland. India's foreign exchange reserves surged by $12.588 billion to touch a new all-time high of $704.885 billion for the week ending September the 27. The sharp increase in forex reserves strengthens India's ability to cushion against global economic uncertainties and provides greater stability to its currency in the face of volatile international markets. The National Investigation Agency is carrying out searches at 22 locations in Jammu and Kashmir, Uttar Pradesh, Assam and Delhi. The search operations are ongoing in connection with a case related to activities of terrorist group Jaish-e-Mohammed. In Chhattisgarh, police have recovered bodies of 3 more Maoists from the encounter site. The number of Maoists killed in the encounter with security forces in Ambujmar area yesterday has increased to 31. The exchange of fire took place in the forest of Nendur Thulthuli on the border of Narayanpur and Dantewada district yesterday when a joint team of District Reserve Guard and Special Task Force was conducting a search operation in the area after receiving intelligence inputs about the presence of Maoists in the area. Search operation is still going on in the area. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will travel to Islamabad to attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit on the 15th and 16th of this month. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal confirmed this during a media briefing in Delhi yesterday. On Zakir Naik's visit to Pakistan, Mr. Jaiswal said India is not surprised that a fugitive from Indian justice has received a high-level welcome in Pakistan. He termed it as disappointing and condemnable. India has renewed its urgent call for adopting an international treaty against terrorism, the one it first proposed nearly 30 years ago. Addressing the UN General Assembly's Legal Committee on Thursday, R. Maithili, a legal officer with India's UN mission, expressed deep concern over the growing strength of terrorist groups, which are now harnessing cutting-edge technologies like drones to enhance their capabilities. Israel says its defense forces have eliminated more than 2,000 military targets and 250 Hezbollah terrorists since it started targeted and demarcated ground operations in southern Lebanon 4 days ago. In the Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, India lost to New Zealand by 58 runs in Dubai last night. Today, Australia will face Sri Lanka in a Group A match starting 3:30 IST, and in the second match, England will take on Bangladesh in a Group B fixture at 7:30 this evening. Both matches will be held in Sharjah. And that is the end of this news bulletin.